Tanya Robinson's gambling habits take center stage in South Bend housing fraud trial. In a dramatic turn of events, the South Bend Housing Authority fraud trial has taken center stage with revelations about the gambling habits of the former executive director, Tanya Robinson. As the prosecution rested its case, the defense seized the opportunity to challenge the allegations, leading to a shift in momentum. Surprising gambling twist in South Bend Housing Authority fraud trial. The trial involves several defendants accused of conspiring to defraud the South Bend Housing Authority. While the government's case initially seemed strong, the defense successfully had three counts related to conspiracy dismissed due to a lack of evidence. Two contractors, who were supposed co-conspirators and had previously pleaded guilty, testified that they had no knowledge of Douglas Donnelly, one of the defendants. One of the key figures in this trial is Steve Peterson, a long-serving Housing Authority employee. Peterson resigned in protest when Tanya Robinson, the executive director, was let go, publicly declaring that they had made a mistake. He also admitted to his own errors during his tenure as the director of procurement, acknowledging responsibility for the disorganized state of authority records. However, the trial took an unexpected turn when new information emerged about Tanya Robinson's potential gambling problems and activity. An examination of her Four Winds Casino Players Club card revealed staggering losses of nearly $70,000 in 2015 and over $250,000 in the following year. These 2 years are crucial in the alleged contractor kickback conspiracy. In response to these revelations, the defense presented a different perspective. They introduced figures from Robinson's W-2G statement, an IRS form that tracks taxable gambling winnings. According to this form, Robinson had won a substantial amount of $491,800 in a slot machine jackpot in 2016. Furthermore, the exhibit included figures from 2018, indicating that Robinson had won jackpots totaling $936,000 that year. Related: Vegas police officer turned casino thief goes on trial. High-stakes drama unfolds. The trial is now at a critical juncture, with the possibility of going to the jury as early as the next day. The unexpected revelations about Tanya Robinson's gambling habits have added a layer of complexity to the case, leaving both the prosecution and the defense with significant arguments to consider. As the trial unfolds, it underscores the importance of a fair and thorough legal process in determining the truth behind the allegations. The jury's decision will ultimately determine the outcome of this high-profile case that has captured the attention of the community.